charming.
And sorry, I woke up like with this horrible taste in my mouth.
Again, you're me, so you can't.
No, it was like a. No, it wasn't anything bad. It was like a. I mean, usually when I wake up in the morning, you know, it usually tastes like shit. But this was like a sort of rusty sort of taste, and it's just horrible. So obviously, I quickly declagged me mouth with the dental hygienist machine that you spend a lot of time with.
Mm-hmm.
And now my mouth tastes all right, but it's still a little bit of residue. But it would be nice, wouldn't it be nice if you always had like a particular taste in your mouth that you could choose? You'd think now, I know that like science kind of went in the wrong direction before everything imploded.
Mm-hmm.
But if they'd spend a little bit more time on, I don't know, like a pill or something you could take every day, and it would just make your mouth always taste of a particular thing, or you could always taste like, what would you choose, do you reckon, if you could?
Well, before I choose something, I remember, I think it was, do you remember Eurotrash?
Oh God, do I?
Well, they were talking about, yeah, it was quite fun for young boys to watch.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm really tired. You're tired. It's only half 10. I think I'm probably going to get up. Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm just going to go to bed. I'm going to have an early night. Mm. All right, okay. Yeah. Right. See you tomorrow. Yeah, don't come up. Don't go upstairs. Yeah. You don't need the toilet or anything, do you? Because my room's right next to the toilet. No, I'm fine. All right. You probably won't need the toilet for the next 35 minutes, would you?
Including ad breaks.
Do I remember Eurotrash?
On there, there was like this pill that they took in Japan, they said, that made the fart smell a particular way. Like,
what a show that was.
Yeah, awesome.
What a
like,
fucking show.
I'm saluting it.
He's saluting it.
So like, if them tablets exist that you can like fart and it makes a smell, then surely there's a tablet that can exist that does give you a taste in your mouth.
Well, there was a tablet you could take that would make your teeth go a particular colour that would show up all the plaque and stuff. Do you remember that?
Ah, yeah.
It would like colour it, but you'd think. I mean, there's some tablets you take that like do make you have a particular taste in your mouth, but they're like ones that like radiation tablets or something. I would imagine like iodine tablets. Have you taken iodine tablets?
Have I? No, I don't think I have.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You do look like you're sort of inflating a little bit around the gland region.
As I've explained to you before, I don't need a shave.
Oh, okay.
I just stand next to the like the radiation dampeners.
So you're now one with the radiation.
Look, it's done no harm to me.
So is that the flavour you would choose? Radiation flavor.
Radiation flavour.
It's kind of spicy.
I'd probably have just mint or something like that.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? But then everything would taste of mint.
Oh, so,
you know what I mean? Like, no matter what you eat. What about like pepperoni or something?
Ooh, tasty.
Or like cheeseburger.
Yeah, but it's not much fun for anyone else who's like in a conversation with you and you just constantly smell a cheeseburger.
Oh, I didn't think about that. The breath smell.
Well, that's why I picked mint. I didn't pick mint because I like the flavor.
Oh, you're such a good guy, aren't you? Yeah, with that in mind, I would choose like diarrhea, and then I would get right in people's faces. Oh, how are you today? Well, just maybe it's not so much because I would still have to taste it. So maybe like garlic, actually, because I really like garlic, but that's quite an offensive smell if you've had too much of it.
I've just thought of like a shit joke in a kind of a rubbish sitcom where they're having like you know when they're like. I'm forgetting the word for it, but like an AA or something.
Intervention.
Yes, an intervention. Yeah. So like the lead character comes home to find out that there's all these family, you know, the other characters in this sitcom.
Yeah.
And they're having an intervention. But the gag is it's because he's got bad breath and the
instead of him like ruining his life with alcoholism and gambling. Yeah.
Hilarity. Like in this episode of
Johnny.
Boring Johnny.
Johnny's... Take a seat. We've all gathered together. We need to talk to you about something.
Strange accent.
What is it?
It got even worse.
What's wrong? What have I done? What could this be? Hey, what are you doing here? I haven't seen you for 30 years. Johnny, we got to talk to you about... What is it? Is it my gambling? I'm trying to fix it, man. I'm trying to do something about it. No, Johnny, it's... It's your breath. Ah, you love that. Do-do-do-do-do. Johnny is a fucking dickhead.
Boring Johnny is filmed before a live studio audience.
So it's called Boring Johnny.
Yeah, Boring Johnny's. Boring Johnny's inane life.
Boring Johnny's shitty breath.
Just off to work.
That was a good one. It was a good joke. What's his job? What's his job?
His job is, what's the name, the most boring thing you could think of in these sitcoms?
Fuck, I don't know, some shit like postman or something like that.
Yeah, he's a postman.
He's a disgruntled postal worker.
Well, that's the only, you don't need to say disgruntled because they all are. All of them are.
Right, okay, so let's just open this at a random page, shall I?
Okay.
Because I felt like that conversation abruptly ended.
Yeah.
Oh, the London Underground. That's taking us right back, that. The London Underground has the biggest lost property office in Europe.
Wow, that's... I mean, I can't double check if that's true.
I mean, why would they lie? I shit you not. What would be in it for them to make that up?
I don't think they'd make it up. I just don't think they would make enough inroads of like detectives to find this out. Like, do you think the people who wrote that book rang up every single like other organization throughout Europe saying, "How big's your lost and found?" And say, this guy's French, but I can't do a French accent and I can't speak French. He's like, what, in cubic meters or something?
Cubic meters, what do you like to know? How big how big is my orifice, are you asking me? No, but you go...
Hello, time.
It said specifically the lost and found office, didn't it?
I believe so.
I think that's what it said. So they phone them up and they go, how big is your office? Well, we're lost and found. We've got a warehouse. No. How big is a lost and found office where you do all the admin? Well, that's quite small. Oh, is it smaller than this? Yeah, okay, it's bigger.
we've got another one. Yeah.
Where we keep the lost and found is massive. No, that's not what I'm putting in the book.
Charlie, can you come into the office a minute? Yeah, sure, Gaffer. Yeah. Right, so we've got a tightly worked team here. There's about 9 of us writing this book. I shit you not, right? Yeah. Quite a lot of money we put into this. And for the last 2 months, you've been sorely ringing around offices, finding out if they're bigger than the one or smaller than the one in London. Uh-huh. And you got to the very last place that you rang, which was in Brazil, and you found out that it was actually bigger. Mm. And now you're scratching that piece of information from the book.
No.
Is there anything we can do about it? We could make it Europe. Johnny, that's why we keep you on.
Oh, you want to make it Europe? Oh, I've already gone and blown up the office in Brazil. I've killed 14 people.
Johnny, close the door. I did it for you, Gaffer.
It's boring, Johnny.
That's what Johnny's job could be.
That's what his job is. He phones around. Yeah. He phones around shit. Yeah, he works for this shit you not book. That's, oh my God. I bet he exists. I bet he actually exists. It's beautiful. Well, existed, you know, after everything. Lost and found, what's the maddest thing you've ever lost? That's a question, isn't it? Or found, that's even better.
Once I found a dirty DVD in some bushes.
Like a muddy DVD or like...
No. And I also, when I was very young, I found a dirty mag.
Like a muddy mag?
It's like a nudie book.
So what was on the dirty DVD? That obviously you didn't put in your DVD player to find out. You just looked at the...
I think it was like Bukkake one or something.
Wow.
Something. Yeah.
Hang on, where was this?
It was just in some bushes. Oh, you're going to scope it out.
Find it. No, like
you're
going
to go back to the planet Earth, even though it's a barren dust bowl, and look for this bush.
I'll find it, God damn it. No, because it's quite a niche. Quite niche, isn't it? So I'm surprised that would have been someone in the northeast of England, giving away a bit much there, would have been into that. Like,
I think you can tell by my voice that I'm from that place.
Well, you might be affecting the
and there's elaborate like defense of me personality,
because I am something. I actually speak like this.
Well, we know you're the master of many voices.
And I can do a couple. Name one.
I don't know. Actually, I don't, because I don't want to.
It's probably better.
Yeah,
that we don't. You ever been on the London Underground?
No, you haven't answered the question. What was the maddest thing you found?
Ooh, the maddest thing I've ever found. I mean, I found like I remember being in a shop and finding a £20 note on the floor.
Lovely.
And picking it up. And it was just a piece of paper that someone had printed to make it look like a £20
note. And then the back of it was like, sucker.
But no, even better than that, I looked down the aisle and there was a couple of kids just pointing and laughing at us going, ah.
Do you live in the Beano or something?
Well, that's the most ridiculous fucking prank I've ever fucking been part of.
Can I steal that for an episode of Boring Johnny and he's an inane existence? Because that would be another episode.
Who will play Johnny in your version? Would it be Robot?
Now I could make a new cardboard cutout for Boring Johnny.
Ah, that sounds good.
It could be me, you know, like them TikTok videos where it's just someone like just, you know, just playing all the parts.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's good. And you would have like a mop head or something like mm-hmm. that for the hair in one, and then a mop head would style differently in the other, and then in the third, a mop head is a beard.
And if any of the characters are female, I can wear like women's clothing, and it's just purely for the part. I don't need, you know, at last an excuse to wear women's clothing.
Yeah, well, that's why you wanted to borrow my knee-high boots and
do a cover of Kinky Boots,
garter belt. I don't know.
Like, what a repulsive image that's just been.
Lost and found, though. What have I lost? Me mind. Lost. Losing stuff sucks. Like, I hate losing stuff. I used to be very obsessive about things and making sure I knew where things were all the time. And it was very rare that I would lose things. I was quite good at keeping track of stuff. But I think keeping a sort of minimal existence as well is quite helpful in not having too much shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just too much shit lying around. Then the more shit you've got, the more likely you are to lose it.
Yeah.
I wonder what sort of stuff people lost on the underground. What do you think? Right, okay, here's a good one.
Umbrellas.
Top five.
Doom, doom,
top ten.
Doom, 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 doom.
Boring Johnny presents.
Yeah. Boring Johnny. This would be his like fantasy that he would have.
Yeah,
like, and his wife is like, yeah, man, you're having that stupid dream where you're on top of the pops.
Yeah. It's Johnny, are you in there, Johnny? Johnny, wake up. Johnny, he's passed out in the bathroom because he's had too much.
She has to smash in and goes, here's Johnny.
He's had too much garlic. So top 10 things that you would lose on the London Underground. Go.
Umbrellas.
Right. That's a good one.
You have to name one. It's got to go back and forth.
Scarf.
Hat.
Excellent. Child.
Really?
Maybe.
A teddy bear or dummy.
Oh, hang on. No. A teddy bear or dummy.
You know, like a kid's toy or pacifier.
Right, okay, fair enough. So something, anything relating to a child like that. Right, okay. A walking cane or stick or top hat.
A book.
Oh, of like a little black book of numbers.
Just interesting facts written by Boring Johnny.
Ah, like a box full of I shit you not books that were on the way to the pulpers. On the way to get pulped.
We've created too many. There's a supply and demand and there's too much supply.
Boring Johnny, episode 16, episode 065. Johnny goes to the pulpers. Boring Johnny, get those books out of here. What about the false teeth? I bet your false teeth's up there, you know. That's
yeah, that'll be
thing.
One of the funny ones.
Fucking false teeth.
Who would forget false teeth, huh?
It's your turn.
Nipple rings.
Nipple rings.
Fall out because it's so hot and sweaty and like everything's too close.
Are you going to put that like in the same category as like clamps?
Aye, yeah.
Nipple rings, clamps.
Penis pumps.
I was going to say breast pumps as well. We're going to the same sort of thing. Any sort of thing that extracts fluid.
Yeah.
What about lost moments in time? Possibilities? Lost sort of sliding doors effect? You know what I mean? Like lost opportunities.
I'm thinking of another Boring Johnny episode where Boring Johnny rings up the lost and found office in the London Underground and goes, I've lost like a moment in time, uh-huh. and the guy just goes, a wise guy, eh? And then it's like, ha! And then, do-do-do-do-do-do, Boring Johnny.
Boring Johnny goes, hey, are you from the same place I am? How come you work in the London Underground office? By the way, how big is your office? And he goes, well, you see, I worked here for 25 years. Before then, I worked in fucking Boston, lost and found, and it was too small for me. I had to go bigger places. Is it my turn or your turn? Your turn. I have no idea what we're up to.
I think we're out of numbers now.
One more each.
Sunglasses or like...
I was just going to... I was looking at you and I was going to say glasses mm-hmm. because you got those makeshift glasses that you made out of...
Well, I'm losing my eyesight and it's not related to the...
Hang on. Where did you get the glass from?
Have you been down to the portholes downstairs?
Yo, stupid ass.
It happened in an episode of Stupid Johnny and it seemed all right in there.
Boring Johnny. Come on.
It's his sister episode yeah. series.
It's the remake that they do that's set in the 90s. It's called Stupid Johnny.
Yeah, where he's younger, yeah. Yeah,
Boring Johnny's was set in the 2000s. Boring Johnny's. And that's my answer, Johnny's. That's what you found. Used or sealed.
I bet it'll be like boxes of like, well, no, it'll be shopping and stuff like that. That'll be the most common thing.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, that was good. That was good. That enjoyed that. So much so, I'm going to go and see what I can find down the back of what we call the sofa. I'll report back later.
Nanny and Costa Coffee. She thinks I'm in the loose, but actually I've come here to the Reichenbach Falls. Following in the footsteps of a fictional detective I've walked hand in hand with through the London fog many times, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. You see, I've decided to end it all. I've been feeling rather low. I haven't been in the headlines at all this week. Looking down into those churning ancient waters, here since the Ice Age, like a flexing muscle of death. Come on, Benji, leap. You'll be in the headlines again. They'll write you an obituary. They'll all be talking about you. It's what one does, man, in this situation. One leaps. Or I could go to the gift shop, buy myself an armored magnum, and write a postcard to Simon Pegg. Certain death, Simon Pegg. Certain death, Simon Pegg. Certain death, Simon Pegg. You see, I'd rather go out in a blaze of glory like a fellow in the Sop with Camel over the shores of France in 1915 than like an old man struggling for his shit in a commode. I wonder if they sell stamps. That's what I'll do. I'll send a postcard to Simon Pegg, and then I'll go back to England and buy myself a commode.
Talking about Johnny's moronic life or whatever the hell we'd called it.
Boring Johnny.
Yeah. And we're touching upon like stereotypes in like sitcoms.
Uh-huh.
What about ones in soaps?
Oh.
And something I hate in a soap, and it's just a little thing, right? When I've occasionally turned on the TV, the reruns we have, and it'll be EastEnders or something. They'll say something to someone. So I'll say something to me, just like ask us a question about something.
Ah, Ross. Did you get the...
This is awesome.
Did you get the car fixed that I brought in this morning? Was it the Corvette?
Actually, it wasn't the carburetor. It was this. So what I've just highlighted there and seen. What I've just highlighted there is to try and make the conversation seem more realistic, they'll put an "er" in at the start.
All right. Okay.
And now I've noticed people do this in real life to try and be funny. Oh. Like, for instance, you go like, I don't know, have you seen me keys? Do you know where you put them last? You know, like, is it kind of like, it's funny.
I think you're hanging around with dickheads a little bit too much.
Well, Robot is a bit of a dickhead, but don't ever see it in his company because he'll get you.
Well, I saw him, he was on the other end of the pod before we came in here. He was, after whatever the hell happened last time, I don't know, you didn't tell us what happened after the last
Well, you must have heard the noises.
To be honest, I put my head under the pillow and I just sang me safe song.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's okay, everything is great.
That's a lovely song.
No one is inside of you. Don't worry anymore.
Normally you're singing that to other people, aren't you? But that's the soap thing.
Yeah.
And just, it's weird how soaps have evolved into this completely ludicrous thing.
They did. They did evolve into...
Oh, sorry.
Past tense. Yeah.
They evolved into this stupid thing with, but then they have to have like realism, like peppered throughout it.
Mm-hmm. So do you mean like the realist, they try to make the acting realism or realistic?
Yeah. Also like the mundane of life is got to be captured in these soaps.
Yeah. But the thing is with soaps, and it was one thing that I used to always think that I and anyone that was I used to kind of associate myself with, because that's how I think about my relationships, just associations.
Right,
I don't think about them as like intimate or anything like that. It was just an association. Like, we're associates.
Yeah, I totally get that with you. I would like to know how I'm categorized, but in the same sense, I don't really want to know.
There's certain things that I get from this relationship that I'm happy with. It ticks some boxes, and I think that I deliver a service to you in a way. And I think it's symbiotic. That's what I like to think of all of my relationships throughout my existence, symbiotic. But I'm glad that all of my associates throughout my time, my adult life anyway, no one was ever interested in watching soaps, because I can't think of anything worse than being forced every day to sit down at a certain time and watch a fucking soap. Because soap acting is the worst acting I've ever seen. And I'm not just trying to like be... like, it's fucking terrible. It really is bad. And I think part of it is because they try to make it like natural.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that actual, I don't know what it's called, the actual like naturalistic acting where...
like kitchen sink type of dramas and stuff.
Where it's like filmed almost like a documentary where you feel like there's times where it's done really well, where it's uncomfortable, where you're watching, you're like, fuck, I feel like I shouldn't be watching this. I feel like I'm interrupting something. I'm not watching a scene from a film. I'm watching an actual interaction between a couple of people, and I feel like I shouldn't be watching this almost.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it's done really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are like interrupting each other and stuff like that. Like, I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but that's really good.
That Boiling Point or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah.
You recommended it and I watched it and it was...
Stephen, can't remember, he was a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a good example, actually. But there's other ones as well. Like I say, I can't think, but the soaps tried, I feel like they tried to do that, but like, it was just so badly done.
Uh-huh.
It just came across terrible and... it was just like painful to watch. And then they try to, like you say, they try to sort of, every storyline, they try to make it relatable and try to put it into a world that you could kind of understand. And they did, I mean, to be fair to some soaps, they did touch upon some subjects that were taboo and brought them into the mainstream, like the first lesbian kiss and teenage pregnancy and stuff like that.
It's interesting that lesbian kiss you were talking about there, because a couple of days ago...
what was your favourite thing on TV ever?
Well, I was that age where Anna Frail was just, like, awesome. But anyway, I was watching something on Channel 4, and, you know, the thing that comes up before, like, an episode, something comes on, of that, like, robotic, like, thing walking around, which I do like.
Robot?
Yeah, Robot. He's like, where you got your inspiration? I am Robot. And it had, like... little things happening. And...
that was something like
that. Oh, that's the old one.
That was almost... actually, that was going into This Is Your Life.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do, yeah.
Well, some of them this is your life, Roz.
Some of them are probably banned because they're like Jimmy Savile and whatnot. Oh,
totally questionable, yeah.
But what I'm going to say is on that thing on Channel 4, there was like two girls kissing, and I was thinking, I remember where like 20 or 30 years ago or 40 years ago, whatever the hell it was, that length of time, that was...
It's about 120 years ago now.
Oh, aye, with space sleep included. That was like a big deal, wasn't it? But now it's like no one's bothered. So I suppose in some senses, soaps... But I feel like they've had the day with that thing. Like, well, I've certainly had the day because they don't exist. But before we left the... Jesus, save, this is dude. So terrible. Before we left the planet Earth, they hadn't had the day. They were just struggling. And it's also, they have this one-upmanship where it's like... One of them has a plane crash. Well, we're going to have a train crash. One of them's got... What other like things can we have happen? An earthquake, a meteor shower. Yeah, we'll have that. Aliens land on the planet.
They made their own bed, and they made it so that the only way they could make the program watchable was to make it just as much tragedy as possible.
Yes,
like that's what they thought was would bring people in, and I suppose it did, and I suppose people are fascinated, like the media and stuff, were fascinated with tragedy, and they just it brings people, it's like rubbernecking, isn't it? When do you remember motorways? I brought that joke back to life.
Resurrected that one.
Do you remember Resurrections? Like you used to like go slowly down a motorway and you'd be wondering why, and then it was because everyone was slowing down to watch this catastrophe that had happened in the lane on the other side of the road. People are fucking fascinated by it. So yeah, the thing that's going to bring the most people in, the biggest audience on the Christmas special, is going to be how many which soap opera has got the fucking biggest body count.
Yeah, I remember, like, I don't like Christmas, and when I was a kid, like EastEnders, I remember we wouldn't want to watch it, but it was like just rammed down your throat. Like, oh, like, I don't know, Dirty Dens, this is happening and it's going to be exciting. And it's just part of an unfavorable memory of Christmas, of just being bored. Like, we've talked about this as friends before, where like I cannot stand, yeah? Like, I've used the F word. Anyway,
I'm going to need a moment.
I'll just keep talking as you cry. I just hate that that feeling of looking back at like them soaps, like EastEnders and Coronation Street, where they seemed unavoidable. Like, because my mum wanted to watch it, or my dad wanted to watch it. Uh-huh. And you would sit there because you were like, it's Christmas. So if you lurch upstairs, you feel like you're antisocial. Uh-huh. And you're sitting here, just bloated off the food that you've eaten, watching some poorly made, poorly written piece of dribble. And like, this is meant to be, this is a day that, like, you know, when you get older, you realize your parents made a lot of like sacrifices to save for them days, like to save, to get nice food in, buy your presents and stuff like that. And how are you spending that day after you've had that nice dinner? Sitting there watching fucking EastEnders about like some god awful storyline about like, I don't know, how Phil was actually cheating on his wife with like, I don't know, Mandy. I can't make no characters.
And then he got pushed in that thing where you stand when you're fixing the car.
Yeah, I remember.
Sorry, it's my carburetor. Is it fixed? Is it? Wow. And then he gets pushed in. I think your sacrifice was already made because you would have let them watch the Queen's speech and stuff like that. That's
and you know how much
sacrifice.
I like the monarchy. Uh-huh. Fucking hell. One other thing I'd like to say as well. Oh, sorry.
I just want to say, and then they tried to do live episodes. Remember that? They did live. There was definitely an EastEnders one that was live.
It's because they were rummaging for just anything for like an angle. It's kind of like an arms race with Coronation Street and EastEnders where they're just like, right, we're a core group of people who watch this, and I hope, well, it certainly won't offend you, and I don't think it'll offend a robot by saying the core group who watch them programs religiously are morons. So, like, how are we gonna get more of the morons to watch this show rather than the other one? What shall we come up with? What new idea? Live episode, there's one. I mean, they tried. Well,
the other one they tried to do, which I was kind of on board with, was the late night episodes of Hollyoaks. Remember that?
Oh, well, obviously you'd be... That was one thing where I used
sex.
When I was younger.
Sex and bumming. Well, sorry, I was going to say bumming, but it's really offensive because it was actually rape, and that's not funny.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry. It wasn't funny at all.
Just another... Just a last little thing I'd like to, which isn't about soaps, but yeah. I want to say something else when I'm saying the thing. Uh-huh. Have you ever noticed this? You know a yeah?
A yeah?
Like yeah. Like
yeah.
Why is it yeah, yeah now? Because soon it's going to be yeah, 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 yeah. Like, have you seen me car keys? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen me car keys? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you find when someone says yeah, yeah, very, very dismissive?
Yes, but I think that's where it's... So one yeah now is too abrupt.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen me keys? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
dismissive when someone says yeah, yeah.
Oh, but also it could. I think where bred from was like if you were really into something, like say for instance, Jesus, I love beer. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that movie Oppenheimer? I thought it was really good. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I think in the future it's just gonna be like a fucking brass band marching beat to just yeah, 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 yeah.
It might be like in the future.
Well, if. The so planet, now. Oh Jesus! If the planet Earth had continued on its current trajectory, that's what would have happened.
Yeah. If we weren't in this,
yeah, yeah.
If we weren't in this simulation, yeah, yeah. Would you like a joke?
Yes, please. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, we can. There it is. Gives a number between 1 and 100.
84.
Big numbers, eh? Two fat ladies.
That's 88, is it not? And you're not allowed to say that anymore because I got rid of it.
Well, it's a nice short one.
Brilliant. That's excellent. Oh, you're being ironic.
No, no, it is actually really, 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 really short. So I'm going to say it really slowly. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A bear living. Talking about graveyards. Two skeletons met in a graveyard one night. One skeleton said to the other, "How are you? How long have ye been dead?" "I'm not dead," said the second skeleton. "I'm the curate."
What?
That's it.
One question I want to ask, I mean, I didn't really get it, if I'm being honest, but he has one question. How can skeletons speak?
I don't know. Terrible? Is that like how does a dog smell?
Very, like, he would have appreciated that joke. He would have been like, let me put a Geordie slang on it. So there was a Geordie dog. What Geordie dog?
So Dick Irwin, is anyway, he's a Geordie. Do you think he's like...
he's a dirty rotten. It's cultural appropriation.
Definitely, yeah. Yes, I want to write... Daddy, can I have some money, please? I want to write a book about those yobs up in the northeast. They're called Geordies, don't you know?
The North, there's no such thing. That's just a fable, son.
Why are you talking about the North, child? Talk about the South. That's where the power is. The power and the money. Now off to war with you. Yeah, you'll make a good officer.
Daddy, I've got a good loophole. I'm going to create all those shit jokes you've got lying around, but I'm going to sell it to the morons who live up north by just putting like a Geordie slang on everything.
Jokes? What do you mean, my book of thoughts? That's what I think about things. Oh, I'm dear. A racist. I don't understand that joke.
Neither do I.
I might have to research it on the microfoil and see what it means by curate. Do you think he means the person who runs the graveyard? Is that what the curate is? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
And he's mistook him for... I feel
foolish. If I'm being honest, is it a typo?
I'm embarrassed for you. Talking about graveyards, two skeletons met in the graveyard one night. One skeleton said to the other, "How are you? How long have you been dead?" "I'm not dead," said the second skeleton. "I'm your curate." I think it must mean the curate must be the one that's, I don't know, like, decides who gets buried where, maybe, and he looks a bit old and like a skeleton.
What I love is you want closure, and that's how it's going to make you happy. But with me, my closure is that book is full of shit and I don't care.
Well, because it was such a shit joke and because it was so short, should I tell you a joke that I think is actually good?
Okay.
Should I do it in a Geordie voice?
Whatever you feel like.
Two cows standing in a field.
Mm-hmm.
One cow says to the other cow, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What do you think about this mad cow disease? And the other cow says, why should I worry about that? I'm a duck.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
But you need it more Geordie. Like, the field should be, like, some field that's, like, Bladen Field or something. And, okay.
Two cows standing on a town moor.
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
One cow says to the...
Mara, like, you want to add a few lemon. Well, I'll be off yam in a minute. Like, just add that bit in as well.
Is my, are you saying my Geordie accent, my over-the-top Geordie accent could do with some work?
Yes, I do. I believe that you're faking it.
Is this your Boring Johnny version of your version of a Boring Johnny intervention?
Boring Johnny. I'd watch that show.
Yeah, I miss it.
I do.
I feel like it existed.
Yeah, that's what's weird about being in this room. It makes you believe things that didn't really happen. And now you think they do.
Maybe there's someone influencing what we see.
Like a puppet master.
Oh, hiya, Ross. How are you doing? You all right?
This is spooky.
Is it?
It's robot, isn't it?
Eh? Is it time to start having a conversation? Eh? Where have I been for the last? Oh, I feel very strange.
I'm scared, but the doors are opened.
Oh, it must. Let's go. See you next time.
Oh, it's just begun.